Please let that clap be for Jesus. I didn't say clap for pastor. Clap for Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Your hands will not wither. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Thank you. You'll be looking at a topic I titled Knowing God of Divine Manifestation. And Daniel has been our case study. If you miss any of the series, you can ask technical. They will make the CDs for you. I'm going to continue from where we stopped last week. Last week, what we looked at the fact that those that know their God transcend time, they transcend rulers, they transcend kings, they transcend generations, and they transcend culture. And we looked at the example of Daniel king after king after king kept appointing him. He served Nebuchadnezzar, then he served Nebuchadnezzar's son Belshazzar, then he served Darius, king after king. They were just appointing him. And we said this was because something was in Daniel. And that was what led us to the next point, that Daniel lived an exemplary life. He lived a life that was worth emulating. And last week, basically, we dwelt on faithfulness. The fact that as children of God, we have to be faithful. Give me Daniel chapter 6, verse 4 to 5, in the New Living Translation. And maybe verse 5. Daniel chapter 6, verse 5. Daniel chapter 6, verse 5. No, sorry, verse 4. Go back. Daniel 6, 4. Okay. So we looked at, this was our scripture for last week. It said Daniel was faithful and he was always responsible. Responsible. Daniel was always responsible and completely trustworthy. And we said as believers, as children of God, we should be faithful, not only in the house of God, but also our places of work, because that's what characterizes us as children of God. We don't want to only be faithful in church so that the church people can know that we're faithful, but outside, when we conduct our businesses, people wonder if we're Christians, that it has to extend beyond the church, that we have to be faithful to our spouses, we have to be faithful to our children, we have to be faithful to our supervisors, our boss at work. So if you come in late, just say you come in late and take the consequences. You are the one that come in late. So be faithful. Be faithful. And then I want to look at today briefly just the word trustworthy. We said Daniel was also trustworthy. Trustworthy means that, you know, the things that was committed into his hands, he did it in a way that he could be relied on. He did it in a way that he was very responsible. Sorry, I want to look at the word responsible. He was very responsible. And responsibility means he was accountable to man and also accountable to God. A lot of us, we are not accountable to man. Some of us are not even accountable to God. We don't want to be accountable to God. You know, you see it in homes with husband and wife. You know, the wife is going somewhere. The husband doesn't know where the wife is going. They don't tell each other where they're going. I'll see you when I see you. The husband don't tell the wife where he's... If the wife say, where are you going? Say, are you monitoring me? Do you have monitoring spirits? Can't I go anywhere in this house? You should be accountable to each other. Because you are not accountable to your wife. You are only, but you are also accountable to the covenant. You are accountable also to God. And I'm not saying do it. We share location, my husband, myself, and the two boys. Toby is the only one that refused to share location with us because I'm a man of my own. But it's not because we want to monitor each other. It's because we wanted to be accountable to each other. God forbid if something happens, how will they know where you are? How will your spouse know where you are? You just pick up the key and they're trying to call you. Maybe you don't answer the phone or you don't say, why are you calling me? Why are you calling me? Didn't I just leave the house now? Can't I go somewhere? Can't a man need to have peace? That's not the way to have peace, though. That's the way to have heart attack and heartburn. Because she will keep calling you and keep pestering you. It's not because she wants to monitor you, but you need to be accountable to each other. Children need to be accountable to their parents. Parents need to be accountable to their children. As I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself. You know, is there, sometimes we want to have a guest, and we'll tell the kids before the guest. It'll be like a few hours before. And they'll be like, Mommy, why are you just telling us? In my head, I'm thinking you don't pay the bills. But really, it's their house too. They don't pay the bills, but it is their house. Sometimes they might need to leave their room or leave their bed. So I'm accountable to let them know what's going on. But every once in a while, I forget. And sometimes I use bone face. I say, do you pay bills? Go and sit somewhere. But really, we should be accountable to them. You know, sometimes you want to do a business and you don't tell your wife or your husband about the business or anything. He says, don't worry, it's cooking. When it's out, I will let you know. You will see it. How will they know how to pray with you? No, accountability. And we're not even accountable to God. God will have mercy on us, so. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, when I counsel single, when singles come to me for counseling, I tell them, I said, three things you look for in a man. Even if a man or woman, three things you look for. Number one, who or what do they believe in? Do they believe in God? Are they born again? They don't believe in God. Put a question mark on it. I said, number two, have they identified their purpose? Like what they really, really wanted to be or what they want to do? And then number three, I said, who are they accountable to? Said, if you marry somebody that's not accountable to anybody, no one can say stop and you stop. I said, they are a time bomb waiting to tick off. Because it's not a cause. Every marriage goes through challenges. The day you go through challenges, there will be nobody to report him to. I know we can report to God, but sometimes the person is not even going to be calm enough to listen to God. And God speaks through people to us. I said, so if there is nobody you can call to say, he started though, run away. Because a day is going to come that you will need that. And there will be nobody to call. No, you say, nobody can talk to him, run away from him. Nobody can talk to her, run away from her. Because they are not accountable to anyone. So we should be accountable. Turn to your neighbor, say, be accountable. Say, be responsible. God will help us in Jesus' name. Galatians chapter 6 from verse 4 to 5 says, pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of your job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. For we are each responsible for our own conduct. We're each accountable for our conduct. So what you did is not what made me do what I do back to you. Yes, somebody said for every action, there's equal and opposite reaction. Yes. But you are accountable for your conduct. You are responsible for your conduct. Whichever way you react back to them, you are responsible for it. It's not because of what they did. It's because of what is inside of you. Where I come from, they will say, oh, Lord Jesus, help me with this interpretation of tongues. Interpretation, it's a tongue, it's a mother tongue. Hallelujah. There are interpreters here. And it's a conica to shake at one no eteleni. It's the original dialect. So, if somebody teach you to do wrong thing and you do it, you already have that wrong thing inside of you. And it is the wrong thing inside of you that is manifesting. It's not what you are taught. So I interpreted it now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Romans chapter 14, verse 10 and 12. The same thing. We don't want to be accountable. Man have the tendency to shift blame. It is in our DNA. If you have not been born again. See what happened to Adam and Eve. When God called on Adam, what did he say? The woman. Put the blame on the woman. And then put it back on God. You gave me. Shifted the blame. And when Eve was going to speak, what did he say? The serpent. Nobody wants to take responsibility for it. Sarah was the one that told Abraham to marry a guy. And then went back and blamed Abraham for the same guy. And said, "Say that, Paki. This maid that you impregnated." But she was the one that said, nobody wants to take accountability. Jacob and Esau wanted to kill Jacob. He was mad that Jacob took his birthright. But who gave it up? He was the one that first sold it. He was the one that sold it for porridge. And then when he now finally claimed it, because the day that Jacob received the blessing was not the day that he received the birthright. It was the day that he gave the porridge. That was the day Esau lost it. It wasn't the day of the blessing. Because that was the day he gave it away. So give me, he said, okay, just give me porridge. I'm hungry. I'll think about birthrights later. But he didn't know that that's what he did. But now he shifted the blame. He was looking around for Jacob to kill him. But he was the one that caused it. So be responsible for your own action. Take accountability for it. God will help us in Jesus' name. So those who know their God, that's the next point that I'm going to be talking about. They talk to their God. Those who know their God, talk to their God. As anybody, who have children here? When they wake up in the morning and they just walk by you, what do you do? You are like me. Different type of manifestation. Some can result in this. You know? So you can now imagine if you wake up in the morning and you don't say anything to God, what should he do? Should he do this? Or this, or this, or this. If you wake up in the morning and you don't talk to God, those who know their God, they talk to their God. They talk. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 6 to 13. The Bible said when they look for something to pin Daniel with, they couldn't find it. And they know that you can't stop this man from praying. And the Bible said, because that was the way he has been doing from beginning. From the inception, that was the way Daniel has been doing. And they figured the only way we can get him is to make a decree and say nobody prays. But because Daniel knew the God on the inside of him, he said, no. It is not possible. You can't stop me from praying. Because that's my means of communicating with God. He knows that the only way to know God is to talk to God. Because when you talk to God, you all know prayer is a dialogue, not a monologue. So when you talk to him, he talks back to you. He tells you about himself. He reveals himself to you through his word, in his word, and through the Holy Spirit. But some of us, what we do is we date God. You know how to date God? We only come on Sunday mornings. God, we're on a date. 2 hours. If pastor is taking too long, I'm out. That's dating God. And can you now imagine? How many of you have gone on a date? Well, you went on dates before you marry your spouses. Do you talk to them between the dates? Or you just take them out on a date and then it's the next time I see you. You think they will marry you? They won't. The youth are laughing. They won't. See, let me talk to you. Anybody that say, hey, I want to marry you, and then they only take you out on dates, and then they don't talk to you after that. Don't marry them, oh. They won't have time for you when you marry them. They should have time for you in between. But it's not. You are not dating now. Let's make that clear. You are not dating now. No dating now. Eh? High school sweet. No high school sweethearts. No high school sweethearts. No dating. This is not the time to date. This is the time to date your book and date God. Date your book and date God. So, if I ask, I go on a date, I'm talking to your parents. Lord help pastor. But on a more serious note, we're serious about this. Hallelujah, we're serious about this. The purpose of when you date is the person you want to marry. You are not ready to marry now, so why date? You just give room for the devil. I didn't come to talk to you, but the Holy Spirit just, I think we just went that way today. But God have mercy on us. So, prayer is a place of exchange. When you pray, it's a place where you exchange your weakness for his strength. The reason why some of us are so, forget about going up and down, I'm tired of maybe physical activity, work, and all that. But the reason a lot of us are weary in the spirit is because we don't take time out to seek God. And we don't, there is no place of exchange for us. And the reason why we don't take time out to seek God to exchange is because we are too busy. We think we are busy. We think we are busy. And honestly speaking, we're shortchanging ourselves. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. We're shortchanging ourselves. You know, when you wake up, you have 30 minutes to get to work. And you wake up 15 minutes late. And then you still drive. So you are like, I'm already late. I'm waking up at 7:45. I'm supposed to resume work at 8 o'clock. I have 20 minutes drive before I get to work. So I'm not going to pray today. I'm just going to get up and run. But guess what's going to happen? That day you will be weary. You will be tired. The Bible says, those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Give me another translation. Say, those who wait on the Lord. How do you wait? You wait in the place of prayer. Those who wait on their Lord shall renew their strength. It is in the place of prayer that you renew strength. Waiting actually makes you stronger and makes you go faster. Makes you go quicker. So the waiting is what's going to help you through the day. It's what's going to help you through the weeks. It's what's going to help you through the months. He said, they shall mount up wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Even though you are doing 20 things at the same time, you will not be tired because you have already received strength in his presence. They shall walk and not faint. You are going round and round and round and round and round and round in circles. And people are asking you, how are you doing it? How do you do it? You yourself, you don't know how you are doing it. It is because you have tarried in his presence. It is because you have waited in his presence. And he renews you. He renews yours. You yourself, you look at yourself and say, where is this strength coming from? Are you going to be tired every once in a while? Are you going to be? Yes. It's possible. But when you wait on him, you get strength to do even what you cannot accomplish if you have slept for 10 hours. He makes it up to you. There is a way God makes it up to you. You don't even know how. But you just find out that you are energized. So prayer is a place of exchange. Turn to your neighbor. Say pray. To exchange your weakness for his strength. And the Lord will strengthen you all as you pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Daniel knew that that was the only thing that could help him in the place and the state he was in. Even though they said don't pray, the Bible said he went in his room, opened his window, faced Jerusalem, and prayed three times like he used to. Prayer should not be a chore for us. It should not be something difficult. Pray on the go. You can talk to God on the go. talk to God on the go. Toby told me something, I think it was last year. He said, Mama, I just realized I don't have to wait till night or when I wake up in the morning to pray. He said, when I'm driving, I'm praying. Something comes to my mind, I'm praying. I don't know, have anybody ever told you, pray for me, and you said, I'll be praying for you? How many? And how many times have you prayed for the person? Remember to pray for the person. How many times? 8 out of 10, you will forget to pray for the person. Right there and there, when somebody say, pray for me, say, give me your hand. They send you a text message, pray for me. Send that prayer back in a text message to them right away. Pray for them immediately. You can pray on the go. Because guess what? You might forget unless you write it down. Prayer is a place of exchange. The spiritual controls the physical. And when we pray, we bring the realm of the spiritual down into the physical to experience the power of God. Prayer is also a place of power. Daniel realized that no matter what the situation, even if they are about to throw him into the den of lions, he needs power to get in there. He knows God well enough that I'm not going to stop speaking to God. That it does not matter. No decree, no situation, no circumstance, no government can shut my mouth. I will pray. And he prayed the way he was praying. Jesus said, this kind cannot go except only by prayer. Jesus himself said in Luke chapter 18 verse 1, said men ought always to pray and not to faint. And then he went further and talked about a woman. He said, this woman went to an unjust king. You know what an unjust king? He doesn't hear from anyone. The woman kept going to this king. Avenge me of my enemies. Avenge me of my enemies. Avenge me of my enemies. You know, some people say, ah, but the same, we've been praying all this. We're still going to pray today again. Yes, we are praying today. I will still pray tomorrow. I will still pray this afternoon. We will pray this evening. We will pray this night. This woman kept going. Avenge me. If she had stopped, she would not have received that miracle. This king was an unjust king. But this woman needed justice. So she kept going to the king, knocking on the door. How many of you have maybe your child ask you for something, and you say, come back, I'll give it to you later? What do they do? And then when you say, come back, I'll give it to you later, what do they do? Sometimes for my husband to stop one of the boys, if I mention his name, mommy, you're always talking about me. He will say, if you ask me again, I won't give it to you. That's the only way he will stop asking. Because he will keep coming back. So if, as earthly fathers, our earthly children does that to us, you can now imagine if you keep going to God. If they tire you out, you give it to them now. Say, this woman kept going to the unjust king. Avenge me of my enemies. He said, but eventually, the king said, this woman, if I don't answer, she will weary me out, though. She will tire me. And sometimes we do it too. Just take and go. Gave it to her. Prayer is a place of power. That can happen. You receive the impossible in a place of prayer. The king would not have ordinarily answered that woman. But a persistent prayer gave her the power to get what she needed to get from the king. The king would not have answered. Tabitha was raised by prayer. Acts of the Apostles chapter 9 verse 40. Philippians 4:6-7 also says the same thing. That with prayer and thanksgiving, make your request known. Don't be anxious. The reason why we are anxious, the reason why we have anxiety, the reason why we have all this is because we are not praying. It's because we are not praying. Turn to your neighbor, say pray. Pray. Say pray on the go. Pray. Set time to pray as well. Mm-hmm. Say, be like that woman. Tell them, be like that woman that came to the unjust king. So pray. Amen. I want to stop there. And then we'll continue next Sunday by God's grace. But in the case of that woman, after Jesus gave the parable, he said, but when God come, will he really find faith on the earth? Somebody said, when you keep praying, you don't have faith. But this woman kept asking. And that was the woman Jesus used as example to say, when he comes, will he really find those that will come to me with faith, that they believe that I will do it? Even though they have not seen the manifestation, even though they have been asking for a long time, even though the world is mocking them, even though it looks like it's not going to happen, even though looking at every circumstance and situation, there is no way out, will God find people that will stand and still pray? Stand on your feet with me. Say, will he find faith on earth? He said, will I find somebody like Daniel that will continue to pray despite the king's ruling? Even though you see the enemy put his hand in your throat and squeezing life out of you, will you still pray? Or will you say, God, you have deserted me? Will you still pray? Will you still pray? Will you still pray? So we're going to pray this morning. We're going to pray this morning that God will strengthen our feebleness in the name of Jesus, in the place of prayer. Some of you, you wake up in the middle of the night and you say, I can't sleep, and you are looking for sleep medicine. It is not sleep medicine you need, though. God is telling you to pray. That is the reason why he woke you up. It is so that you can fight on your knees. Not so that you can look for sleeping medicine or look for a movie to watch. It is because he wants you to pray. But we're not praying because our knees are feeble. So open your mouth this morning and say, Lord, please help me. Strengthen my feeble knees in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen my feeble knees in the place of prayer. Let me know you to the point that it does not matter what happens. I am still coming to you with faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, strengthen my feebleness. Say, will God find faith on the face of the earth? Will God still find 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17? Those that will pray without ceasing. Are you going to be one of those people? Those that will continually speak to him in prayer. Say, Lord, quicken my spirit. Strengthen my feebleness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Enlarge me in the place of prayer. Enlarge me in the place of prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, help me to pray. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Lord, help me to pray. Help me to pray aright. In the name of Jesus Christ. The reason why we run after all over the other gods is because we cannot pray. Say, Lord, open my ears. Open my eyes. Strengthen my feeble knees, oh God. Expand my capacity in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen my feeble knees. Teach my hand to war, oh God. Use me as your battle axe in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help me, oh God. 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 Help me, oh God, to know you to a point where I know that even if the answers are not coming, I will continue to pray. Because I know you are God. And all things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to your purpose. Help me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help my feeble knees in the place of prayer. Make me a battle axe for you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, help me. Help me, O God. This is the year, according to our general overseer, that God will answer prayers. God forbid that the reason why we are not having answers is because we are not praying. Lord, help us to pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us as individuals, help us as families, help us as a church, oh God. Strengthen our feebleness. In the name of Jesus, expand our capacity in the place of prayer. Endure us with power to pray, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to wait on you so that our strength will be renewed. So that we will walk and not faint, we will run and not be weary. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, bestow on us the spirit and the power to pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. We worship you. Lord, every spirit of laziness, we cast you out. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that drives men away from the place of prayer, every distraction, in the name of Jesus this morning, we destroy you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That will not subject our spirit to distractions, to things that distract us from getting up to pray, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, even when you are telling us to pray in our spirit, open our spirit wide to receive that word and to take action on it. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise, Lord. We'll bless you. In Jesus' name we'll pray. Amen. Amen.